Well, the program is about to begin, so let's now take you live to the podium from Shriners Hospital in Tampa for the opening ceremonies of the 94th Annual East-West Shrine Game Week.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'd like to thank you for being here today as we welcome the players of the 94th Annual East-West Shrine Game to Shriners Hospitals for Children, Tampa. What a great turnout. Thank you. This will be an experience that these players will never forget for the rest of their lives. I'm Noble Joe Melchior, the hospital's chairman of the Board of Governors, and your MC. Before we begin our program, I want to take this opportunity to thank the sponsor, EOS Imaging, for helping to make this event possible. Every year at this event, we are honored to have present with us the Imperial Officers of Shriners International and their ladies. At this time, I ask the Imperial Officers and their ladies to please stand and please recognize them. We also have with us somewhere in that crowd the Vice President of Shriners International, Noble John Pylon. John, raise your hand if somebody sees you. Somebody congratulate him. Shake his hand. There he is right there. We also have Noble John McCabe, Executive Vice President for Shriners Hospitals for Children. John. We also have Dr. Ken Cadera. Ken was the Vice Chief of Staff here many years ago. He's currently our Chief Medical Officer and is planning on retiring this summer. We'd like to welcome back Dr. Ken Cadera. There he is over there. We also welcome Lady Christine Sheridan, Grand High Priestess of the Ladies of the Oriental Shrine of North America. And we welcome Her Majesty Cheryl Henley, Supreme Queen of the Daughters of the Nile. Cheryl. I saw her earlier. These two organizations have each raised millions of dollars for Shriners Hospitals for Children over the years. Let's give them an extra round of applause. We have many of our leaders of the Home Office and from all across the healthcare system in attendance here today. We thank you all for your dedication to our children and your efforts to bring the services of our mission to more children in more places. I'd like to acknowledge a special group who are near and dear to my heart, and that's the leadership of this fine hospital, Shriners Hospitals for Children, Tampa. Please raise your hand when I call your name. Imperial Sir Jim Smith, liaison to Shriners Hospitals for Children, Tampa, over here. Our administrator, Flurry Yelvington. She's probably by the popcorn machine. Oh, there she is right there. Our chief of staff, Dr. Maureen Maciel. There she is over there. And we're very, very, very blessed to have her and her staff that do such great things for our children. Okay. And most of, I'd like to take a special shout. I'd like to have you give a special shout out to my members of my Board of Governors who have just been phenomenal. But most of all, and you all know this, this event does not happen without a staff and the volunteers who worked the many man hours to put this thing together to make it a success. Give it up for our staff and volunteers. It's now my pleasure to introduce to you Mr. Harold Richardson, the Executive Director of the East-West Shrine Game. Harold?
Thank you very much. First of all, I want to welcome all the players. I appreciate you coming to be part of this. I think as the week goes on, you're going to realize that it's a very special event, and it's something that's going to play a big part in your life going forward. Before I get started, Sam, would you and Adam come up here while I'm, while I'm running off at the microphone here? Oh, y'all already there? Look at this. All right, I want to just real quickly, Noble Barry Smith is going into the East-West Shrine Hall of Fame on Friday night, and he's here today with several ex-East-West and several East-West game players and NFL alumni, and we appreciate their support, and they'll be at the game. We have started in the last few years, and it's getting bigger and bigger every year, a partnership with the National Football League that continues to grow, and it's working especially well for us. And it's led to the coaching staffs that we have are all current NFL coaches. This year, our two coaches will go, first of all, for the East team. Sam Mills is in his 14th year. He's been with Carolina the whole time. I don't know if he understands how unusual that is. But the last 8 years, he's been the defensive line coach in Carolina. And we're awful happy to have Sam here as the head coach of the East.
Hi, everybody. On behalf of my staff, I'd just like to say we're honored to be here. All the NFL coaches here get the opportunity to work in their communities with different charities that make a difference in our communities. And we're so happy to be here with these young players because this is the future of our NFL. This is the leadership that we're going to have. And it's only right to kick off their careers here giving back with the children. So thank you again. We look forward to engaging with all of you guys. And I know our players are going to dance with the kids, so I'm looking forward to seeing that. But again, thank you and go East.
Thank you, Sam. All right, on the West team, we have Adam Zimmer. Adam's been 14 years in the league. With the New Orleans, started with the New Orleans Saints, went to Kansas City. Year in Cincinnati, and for the last 5 years have been the linebacker coach at Minnesota, and we're awfully pleased to have Adam here as the coach of the West team.
Thanks, everybody, for being here. We're honored to be part of this game. As I learn the history of this game, you just look back at how many great players have played in this game, and we're honored to be part of it, and I also have learned so much about the Shriners Hospitals and how much they provide for the children. It's an amazing thing they do, and we're excited to put on a good show for you and a West victory on Saturday.
Thank you all very much, and I hope everybody enjoys the day.
The next person I'm going to introduce to you is going to share with you why we play the game. It's my personal pleasure to introduce to you Imperial Sir Jerry Gant, Chairman of the Board of Trustees for Shriners Hospitals for Children.
Imperial Sir.
Good afternoon. As Shriners, you notice we introduce a lot of people. There was a group that failed to get introduced earlier, and I'm going to do and take the honor and pleasure of doing that. We have a board of trustees, Shriners Hospital for Children, and these nobles are over to my left, if you'll help me welcome them. To the players, I congratulate you for having been chosen to play in this special game. This game has been going for 94 years, premier all-star collegiate bowl game. It's going to be a week and an experience that you will hold dear to you for many years. Look around you. You will see the children that are treated at Shriners Hospital for Children, Tampa. have the opportunity here in a little bit to interact with them. And at this point in time, as you came in, you are their heroes. It is my feeling that as you interact with them this afternoon and realize what capabilities these young people have, that they will become your heroes. More than a game. That's not just a slogan that we wear on our t-shirts. It is truly more than a game that you're being part of this week. This week we will create a new level of awareness for Shriners Hospital for Children, for the expert teaching, medical care, and research that our staff across the nation does. I know that you, as you play this week and have the opportunity, realize that it's not the East nor the West that will be the winners of the game tomorrow, or next Saturday, actually. It's our player, our team, our patients here that are the real winners of this game. I thank you again for being here. I thank you, coaches, for being with us and for the staff that are supporting the game. Enjoy the week.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure to introduce the number one Shriner in the world, Imperial Sir Jim Kane, Imperial Potentate, Shriners International.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, Imperial Sir Gant, for those insightful words about what our game is about. You know, Shriners believe in giving opportunities to everyone, especially our kids. And today you're going to have an opportunity to give back to them just a little bit of what we give them every day in Shriners Hospitals for Children. There are going to be games to play, both inside and out. They're going to dance with the kids. You're going to shoot hoops with the kids. You're going to do a little face painting. What we hope to do is in the future somewhere when your career is all settled and you've made your choices in life, you'll remember this day, the time you spent with these precious children. So on behalf of my colleagues, both trustees and imperial officers, their lovely ladies, our lovely lady organizations that are represented here today, and our nobles and ladies everywhere, thank you for being here today, and thank you for what you're doing. It's time to start the fun. So let's go get them, guys. What do you say? Thank you.
Harold Richardson, Executive Director of the East-West Shrine Game. We're at the hospital visit event this past Sunday, and the formal program has just concluded. Describe the scene, what we're seeing. It's really pretty remarkable.
Well, this is the part that I really love more than anything, because these patients, when you say hospital visit, the first thing you think of are long wards with people laying in beds and stuff. That isn't the case here. All these patients are ambulatory, even though some of them are in wheelchairs, but they all get out and they all want to interact, and we have various games and various activities for them to do, and the players get right in the middle of it and interact with them, and it's so much fun to watch them and watch how much they get into it.
Yeah. I saw a scene just a few minutes ago where it was a solitary player playing catch with a kid who looked like he might be 7 or 8 years old, and then very quickly they put a team together and they're scrimmaging.
Oh, yeah. They're, it's funny. You just watch them, and I used to have joked about this over the year, but it's really not a joke. When you tell players this age, especially athletes, guys that have been blessed, and you say we're going to go visit a hospital for a couple hours, I mean, it's not something everybody jumps up and down. But the funny part about it is once you're here, the hardest time we have is getting them back on the bus. They don't want to leave because they're enjoying it as much as the patients.
Yeah, well, that's obvious from the scene. We had a great crowd here at Shriners in Tampa, and it's an absolutely beautiful day here in the Tampa Bay area. Temperature in the low 70s, plenty of sunshine. Couldn't be better. This is the East-West Shrine Game Radio Network.